This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. It's gorgeous. It really is. It's like 70, call it 75, 76. Humidity is relatively low, which means it's comfy. It's a great day to be sitting out on your Arcadeck deck. My friend Carl Carlson is going to be with us at 4:33. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on in the markets, the economy, things like that. Is it getting any cheaper for you or for me to buy stuff? Do we anticipate that it will? How are we going to grow what we've got? Yeah, these are all big issues. Jesse Jane Duff is going to be with us in a couple of moments. Gunnery Sergeant, United States Marine Corps, retired. Looking forward to chatting with her. We'll get a little insight as to, what we might expect from tomorrow night's debate. It's going to be a fascinating discussion, right? ABC News, which we already know, comprised overwhelmingly of left-wing hacks, bottom feeders. The national TV people? Come on, of course they are. We've seen it over and over and over and over and over again. They're not going to be asking serious questions of the vice president. They will do everything possible, I'm sure, to attack, demean, insult, trip up former President Donald Trump. I don't think he's going to fall for any of it. I think that he knows what is at stake. He knows how he needs to be focused. I expect a very good performance out of him. I do. I think that he will address the issues. He knows what's at stake. You know what's at stake. I know what's at stake. This is an election that is really like no other. This is that fork in the road. And we go down one path. We continue to allow people to pursue the American dream. We say to them, hey, you've got opportunities. You can be successful, and you're going to define success any way you'd like, right? I think for most people, it's economic. Well, I made a lot of money. I'm successful. All right. Are you miserable? Well, yeah, I'm not happy in my personal life, but look, I have all this money. All right. Well, then I wouldn't say you're successful overall. I would say that in the economic world, you're very successful. There are other people who have no interest in accumulating large amounts of money. Well, I am happy just staring at this tree. How are you paying your bills? Oh, well, I'm on any number of public assistance programs. Well, you're not a success either. There's this blending, this combination. You do whatever it is that you do as a job, and you pay your bills. If you're living strictly for your job, you got problems. If you're ignoring the fact that you need to be paying your own bills because you're involved in some sort of navel-gazing or basket-weaving nonsense, well, you also have got a problem, and your problem has become mine because I got to pay for you. But that's the path that we can go down if we reelect President Trump, the opportunity path, where you have the opportunity. opportunities. If you vote for the vice president, I'm here to tell you that we see a very, very different United States of America. Very different. We see an America that is going to be built around the hardcore socialist principles. We're going to see an administration that is even more obsessed with ridiculous DEI adventures. And your kids are not going to have opportunities. Your kids are going to be gray. Everybody's going to be gray, because that's what happens in a communist system. And I don't want that. I want the America I got. I want the America with opportunity. I want that American dream. It's what we see with President Trump. Now, I have mentioned to you that Jesse Jane Duff, who's been with us before, she's really just an exciting, brilliant woman, gunnery sergeant, United States Marine Corps, retired, has a little bit of insight, what we might see, what we might be talking about, some of the military issues in particular. I do believe she is with us. Gunny?
Well, hello, Motivator. I'm happy to be here.
Ah, it is great to hear your voice. And you've got to amp yourself up a little bit, because for you, you sound kind of laid back and relaxed today.
Oh, but really? Okay, let me go take another swig of coffee and let's get rolling here. And honestly, I survive without coffee, but when I have coffee, we just know the mission can go longer.
Heck yeah. All right. So what are you expecting? Tomorrow night, President Trump takes to the stage facing off against our not ready for primetime vice president. What's going to happen?
You know, I will be very blunt. I think I'm expecting exactly what everybody else is expecting, a woman who's going to get stumbled and frustrated with her words because she has not demonstrated to us at any given time that she has a coherent thought without her notes. Unless she's reading off a teleprompter, we have not heard her do anything impromptu. This is not even a clear observation that I think everybody is aware of. We also know from the Joe Biden debate that President Trump is very measured now. It's not the same game that he was in back in 2015 and 2016 running, where he had to, one, become the rising candidate among how many were on that debate stage with him initially? It was over 10 people.
Yep.
It was a ridiculous number, and he had to stand out, and he was very aggressive, he was assertive, and he was calling people out left and right. I mean, he single-handedly got rid of the Bush theory of that you're the next best thing for America after what your brother did, getting us into this endless war. Why haven't you talked to get against this endless war? Like, he just called the Bushes out right there, shut them down, then shut Rubio down, who was trying to say that he was panhandling watches out in front of Trump Tower, you know, and all of these other ridiculous innuendos, because people were so intimidated and didn't take him seriously, and then they didn't realize that he was talking to the American people long before they learned how to do it.
Yes.
So fast forward, here we are now in 2024. He doesn't have to pull those tactics. Kamala Harris is really her own worst enemy. She doesn't have the chops, number one. Number two, she doesn't have the record, which is probably the most important thing. She has zero record. The biggest claim to fame she has to activate these weird cat ladies out there is make sure you can have an abortion on demand, which is an insult to most women, regardless whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, to try to suggest that we get abortions, you know, like cleaning our teeth every 6 months and we must have access to this, is really not a good approach, because you're not helping us on what's impacts us from day to day. If you're a single issue voter, you know what? We've already baked you into our numbers, and we're not going to persuade somebody who's a lunatic that thinks abortion is the most important issue right now. That really is not. The top issues right now are the economy, the border, which is just going crazy now ever since now the cat ladies have to join us, because the Haitians are eating the cats up there in Ohio. So now we've even got the cat lady vote. They've all come over to us now. And, you know, what's the third one that I was going to say? National security. We're on the verge of how many wars?
Yeah.
So abortion, there's not a state out there where it's not still legal, and women definitely understand how they can access birth control easier than it ever was 40 years ago for people like our mothers and grandmothers. But anyway, moving back to the debate, she has no substance. So she's, let's say hypothetically, she comes at him and tries to say, well, you were prosecuted, you were found guilty by a jury. He can literally look right at her and say, And you know that our judicial system has been has become corrupted because you yourself as a prosecutor decided that you would prosecute a man that was found to be innocent of murder, but you made sure that he was sent to prison for over a decade, and then he won a $13 million lawsuit when it was discovered he did not commit that murder. And you mocked him and smiled at him as he was convicted. And not only that, you ensured that you did not release prisoners that were eligible for early release because you wanted to ensure that you use them as labor during California wildfires. Oh, and let's not talk about the community that you laughed about smoking marijuana when you had prosecuted how many men in California for the same allegations that you thought were so funny. So let's not talk about the criminalization of our prosecutors that have endless resources, and the average American knows that if they go in to face a prosecutor, they have only one choice, and that is to plead guilty to lesser charges, because you all will trump up those charges as high as you can. They'll plead guilty to lesser charges and think that they came out okay, but in fact, you're not okay, because it can ruin the rest of your life. So don't talk to me about the prosecutions against me, because we know that your White House was aligned with those prosecutors that were in New York City. You know you had to modify the laws in New York City so that E. Jean Carroll could have her say on some rape that occurred that she never could even remember the date or reported. Oh, and mind you, I was never convicted of rape. So here we are, Kamala. You cannot convince me that you're a just prosecutor, so don't try to convince the American people that I experienced justice.
Such great points. Let me remind everybody that Jesse Jane Duff is joining us, Gunnery Sergeant, retired United States Marine Corps. And Gunny, you're talking about so many of these vital issues. I also would hope that President Trump at some point says, Madam Vice President, when did you know that Joe Biden just didn't have the mental faculties to be president? Who's been running the shop, and why have you been lying to the American people about it?
Excellent question. Absolutely. And I don't know that he even needs to ask her. He can just make the allegation, and then she can be put in defensive posture to explain why she didn't tell the American people, because it was only a matter of days prior to him deciding not to run again that she had claimed that he was so fit, he was coherent, he was one of the sharpest men she knew. It is all hogwash. It was part of a coup, and he can literally stand there and say, I'm the only person up here who's been elected to even be here. I have over 17 million votes, or whatever the number is, and you have zero. Yeah. And yet you have tried to suggest that we are the threat to democracy when you have literally taken away the votes and the rights of the people to get yourself into this office and this position. I have a feeling this is going to be a very sticky debate for her.
I think it's going to be fascinating, and I am looking forward to it. I think that President Trump, as you pointed, has got so many different things.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
That he can touch on. She should be on defense. She's got a miserable record for the things she has been involved with. And when she says, on my first day in office, she just needs to be reminded that her first day in office was January the 20th, 2021. Hey, yep. Gunny, for folks who need a little more Jesse Jane Duff in their life, and let's face it, that's most of us, right? What's the best way to stay in touch with you?
You know, I'm all over X. I should be all over Truth because that's my boss, you know. But I am all over X because of the coverage of X. And at Jesse Jane Duff on X. I do have a Facebook account, but Facebook is just too slow for me. Like, you post one thing and you have to wait a few days, and you post another thing and you wait a few days. I'm an X gal, and I'm keeping the campaign information updated there. I am presenting my own tweets and information. And then when I go on Newsmax, I try to get those clips up, the ones that are worth putting up.
Yep.
I don't want to bore people to death. But I'm just definitely actively engaged. And you can follow me at Jesse Jane Duff, JesseJaneDuff. But I want to do a shout-out to the veterans out there. The veterans out there, you're the ones that can be the catalyst to change this election. We have over 600,000 veterans in every swing state and over 730,000 in Pennsylvania alone. What has happened with this Abbey Gate debacle where they didn't honor the fallen on the anniversary of the death, where they tried to assault or insult President Trump for honoring the fallen, and their debacle of having this horrible withdrawal that now has come out that Joe Biden was more concerned about optics than safety, and she was the last person in the room. We must drive that home, because veterans understand a weak commander-in-chief will be the weakness for our country and the beginning of a failure. And we cannot have more of our sons and daughters going into a combat zone and not be protected and not be able to trust their commander-in-chief. Not to mention Tim Walz being such a liar and fraudulent imposter of a military man. So we need those veterans to get engaged. And if you're in a swing state, make sure you volunteer at TrumpForce47.com. TrumpForce47.com, because this is how you can become a poll watcher. This is how you can get out and activate your low propensity voters. Veterans have one of the highest voting rate of all, 70%. Well, let's bring that up to 95%. Let's bring that up to 98%. Heck, let's bring it to 100%. If you bothered to register, get out there and vote, because this will make or break you. And keep in mind, many vets are using government money. He is not taking away your VA benefit. If anything, he is going to enhance it, because Joe Biden has removed a lot of the privileges you had, and he's going to get rid of the tax on your Social Security. So these are methods that veterans need to understand. Sitting at home, this is not the election to do it. Ronald Reagan said we are one generation away from losing our freedom. This generation now is over. It is now one election away. He was right. They've done a drip, drip, drip at taking our freedoms, and we've stayed quiet, and here we are. This is it. It's where the rubber meets the road. The time is now.
Absolutely. Oorah, Gunny, thank you for being here. That is Jesse Jane Duff, Gunnery Sergeant, United States Marine Corps, retired. She helps activate veterans all over America on behalf of President Trump. TrumpForce47.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 434, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. It's very pleasant. It really is. We have not had the air conditioner on for, I'll bet you it's a week now. Temps overnight are perfect for sleeping, and right now 76, low humidity. I think it's a humidity thing, and that looks like, I'm taking a look ahead, I think that's what we've got for the next few days anyway. So enjoy it. Tomorrow afternoon, our old friend, our longtime friend Bill O'Reilly is going to be with us. On Wednesday, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is going to be here. We'll do the post-game analysis of the debate. And because Wednesday is 9/11, September the 11th, we'll be talking about that as well. We've got my dear, dear friend Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. He'll be with us, and we'll talk about his actions at Ground Zero, what he had to do, what he saw, and you know where he is 23 years later. So there's a lot coming up this week. It is a Monday, though, and you know what happens on Mondays? I'm very, very fortunate. Carl Carlson, who is a great buddy, and perhaps more importantly, at least when those envelopes from Fidelity arrive, he's pretty good at looking after your money as well. I've noticed that he joins us, and we talk a little bit about what is, well, what's going on and how we can make some. Carl, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
I am doing well. I have now entered another age bracket with my birthday today, and I think it's good for my ultimate retirement. I mean, financial
freedom. Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm one step closer now to financial freedom, am I not?
You are.
Yes.
Many steps, actually.
Many steps.
Yards.
All right, enough with the measurements, because then we'll have to go all metric, and neither one of us will know exactly what the heck we're what we're talking about.
That's right.
I wanted to ask you about what is, well, by guys like you, it's termed volatility. When you look at the market with these ups and these downs, for those of us who are not experts, you tell us it's volatile, but man, we start holding on to our chairs because we're not sure which way the ride's going.
Which way is it going to go?
Yeah, well, that's my question. Which way?
let's see. It's going to go up, and it's going to go down.
Okay. So that's what we're talking about. We talk about volatility, right?
Yeah. And let me say this. I think that we should all get used to more volatility than historically. So a couple of reasons. One is there's just a ton of automatic trading today.
Okay.
So those automatic trades are just set to say if the S&P falls by 1.5%, sell. And some people have them set at 2% or 3% or 1%. And these are the big investment firms. So once something starts to happen, it can accelerate very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's other trades set in there that say if it's down 3% in one day, buy. And just buy this amount. So tons of automatic trades happening, a lot of media all over the place, all the information, you know, that we didn't used to have at our fingertips, not even that many years ago, every single minute and hour of every day. And news is oftentimes over-exaggerating those different set of its 1% down. So, but anyway, all those things happen, all these trading, and so you see drops and you see increases. I would say it would be good for all of us to get our mindset around a 3% drop in a day is going to be something that we in the future might call normal.
No kidding.
Historically, that wasn't normal.
Right.
But we can see a 3% drop in a day. The next day, it's up 2.5. The next day, it's dropping 3. We can see almost within 2-week period of time, 3% drops without a lot of coming back up. So now we've seen 9-10% fall in 2 weeks. But it can turn around in the next 2 weeks, 3% up, a couple days, 3% up.
Yeah.
So just don't let that stress you out.
Well, all right. Okay. Now that, see, that's the part where someone like you, who is a professional, can say that. And those of us who are not professionals who are thinking, man, I've got X number of years and days and hours and minutes until I can submit my retirement papers, right? We have a different way of looking at it. Ours is emotional, and yours is based in facts. That's got to be part of the big challenge, I would think, for someone like you, for another team member at Carlson Financial, to let people know we really are on top of this and maybe don't follow the markets every day, meaning us.
Yeah, it'll stress you out because it's up and down a lot unless you just have a high tolerance to pain like I do.
I always thought
it bothers me every time I see it, too.
You seem to absorb all of this, but you do come out on the other side. What's that rule you've got, Carl? You got some rule that we can look at where the market is today and where it was a couple of years or something?
Yeah. 30 years ago, kind of find a normal spot where the S&P was about 30 years ago and then run it forward to today and then see where it's at. So, like, maybe it was at 500, now it's at 5,000. You can run a little simple calculation that shows you what is the average annual rate of return between those two numbers for that period of time. Mm-hmm. And if you're somewhere around 8% to 10% a year, that's very normal.
Yeah.
You're not way up. So it helps kind of get your mind out of just everything you're hearing and not knowing what's going on to say, hey, we're in a normal range long run. This is about where we should be. So anywhere in that is a comfortable point to be. So that's the 30-year rule.
Okay.
To help give you some way to normalize things.
Okay.
And but then the other thing that you have to deal with, and this is different for every single one of your listeners out there, is how much of your portfolio needs to be safe, where it doesn't go up and down, like a CD, or how much of it needs to be liquid, which is more like a money market or a high interest savings account, because I need $30,000 a year to live on out of my portfolio. Well, you don't want to just depend on selling stocks for that money, because if the market drops, you don't want to sell stocks. You want to dip into your liquid money. But if the market stays down long term, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, you have to have a source where, okay, this other money that's still safe but not quite as liquid because I'm getting a better return, that's the pool I'm going to dip into. So those are all strategies that, and you need to build them into place way before it all starts happening.
Yeah, well, there's a great point. I want to remind everybody, Carl Carlson is joining us, and Carl he's my guy. I mean, Carlson Financial, the team that Heidi and I are counting on, he's talking about a number of these different avenues that you go down and places where you're putting your money, and I know we have, as an example, we've got one of those high-yield savings accounts. I think it's 4.2 or 4.5%, which in the area of savings accounts is amazing. Because sometimes, Carl, I've thought like I was going to be asked to pay the bank, you know, to let them hold my money.
You know, they were doing that for a while. Didn't ever make it to the U.S., but there were some companies in Europe that they actually took money out of your money every month.
Yeah, well, that's what I buried
for the privilege
backyard.
Of holding it.
Yeah,
that's right. That's when that makes more sense.
It does.
Just another strategy.
It is a strategy. Yeah, you should put that in one of your five eyes, man. I mean, in-ground pool containing money. That would be the sixth eye, I suppose.
You can hold your own money.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what about that? What would you call it? A money market? What exactly is that?
So that is. It's not as liquid. Typically, you can't. You can get it in a day, whereas maybe you can get it instantly. Usually a money market's pretty instant, too, but you're going to, right now, those are making about 5%, and it's just a government-backed instrument, so you know it's safe.
Gotcha.
So it's also safe and liquid, but it's not money that's just sitting there where you can go in and say, give me $100,
right?
You know, like you can at your bank. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Well, now, Carl, you know what I always do? I always send people over to connectwithcarlson.com and have them download that retirement tool kit. And they like that. Everybody seems to be liking it.
Good. Good. Yeah, some great information out there.
Now,
for your listeners.
I know. It's for my listeners, connectwithcarlson.com. Once they've done that, because I have a feeling that plenty of people have questions after that, what's the best way for them to ring up somebody at Carlson Financial?
Well, they can give us a call, 844-CARLSON, and or reach out at carlsonfinancial.com. Our folks will chat if you call in on the phone with you a little bit, just to make sure that it makes sense that we would be a good fit to help you and that we can bring a lot of value. You know, if somebody calls us and they say, well, we have $300,000 a year in pension income and we spend $50,000 a year and we have $50,000 in the bank, we need some help with that. That's probably not, you know, we're going to say, well, that's not our typical client.
Right.
So if you're okay, you can invest that money in some ETF in the stock market. We might give just a little bit of advice over the phone. But most people need a lot more than that. And most people don't have $300,000 a year in pension income and only spend $50,000. So give us a call, 844-CARLSON. Our team will walk you through that. And we'll get you in then if it makes sense. And we'll set up your plan, get your five eyes going, and get your investments humming and get you at the right level of safety and growth.
I love it. Well, Carl, I always appreciate chatting with you. Think the world of you. Think the world of the team at Carlson Financial. I'm going to remind everybody, connect with Carlson.com. That is the first stop. You go there. There's a retirement toolkit. There's all sorts of online brochures, if you will, about a variety of topics that you need to know about. And then, you know, fill in some numbers, read some stuff, see if this feels right to you. And if you've got the questions, you call them at 844-CARLSON. They're very, very friendly. I assure you of that. Very friendly. 844-CARLSON. Oh, and if you are that person who has a $300,000 a year pension, $50,000 in the bank, and only spends about $50,000 each and every year, send me a personal email because do I want to meet you. It is 446 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Man, I never knew there were so many versions of this. Nice work, Germ. 451 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Tomorrow evening, the big debate between President Trump and Vice President Harris. What is Vice President Harris going to say? Well, we have a little snippet here from Bernie Sanders. As you know, a hardcore socialist who at least has never apologized for being a hardcore socialist, has never done anything to try and cover up what it is that he believes in, even though it's unbelievably wrong. Well, he offered some insight into Vice President Kamala Harris. Let's take a listen to Bernie Sanders.
Now she does not. She's previously supported a ban on fracking. Now she does not. These, Senator, are ideas that you have campaigned on. Do you think that she is abandoning her progressive ideals?
No, I don't think she's abandoning her ideals. I think she's trying to be pragmatic and doing what she thinks is right in order to win the election.
Oh, you mean lying? Oh, I mean, that's what you mean, right? I mean, at least he's telling the truth about this. You know who else is telling the truth? Kamala Harris. I know you're saying, wait, those two things can't exist in the same space. That doesn't make any sense. It does. What does she keep saying? I haven't changed my values. My values haven't changed. My values are the same. I believe what I've always believed. Well, she believes what she's always believed.
And yeah, I am radical. I do believe that we need to get radical about what we are doing and take it seriously.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you sure. Okay. It's insane. Dick Cheney has now endorsed her. And this is all a big deal. I think we have just enough time here, don't we, Germ? Cut number six. I'm sorry, cut number two.
You've made it abundantly clear that you have had policy disagreements with Harris. You still have policy disagreements with Harris. But she has moderated her positions on a whole range of issues from where she was just a few years ago. Did those moderations and the efforts to present kind of a moderate face at the Democratic convention, did that make the decision to endorse her easier?
So that's that left-wing hack, water-carrying, bottom-feeding slug Jonathan Carl from ABC News, who is asking Liz Cheney about her endorsement. And the other Cheney endorsed her as well, Dick Cheney. So for you good, upstanding leftists who for the last 20 years have told us that Dick Cheney is a war criminal, you're the one now standing with Dick Cheney. Why is that? How are their values so fungible? How is it possible for 20 years, every opportunity you get, you're telling me that Dick Cheney is Hitler and he's got blood dripping down off his teeth, but he says he's endorsing the vice president? Now he's just the best guy ever. And his daughter, who has such an unbelievable contempt for Donald Trump because Donald Trump helped her to lose her congressional seat. You know what it takes for a Republican of any sort to lose the Wyoming congressional seat? Liz Cheney made history. That's how bad she was. So she hates Trump. Her daddy hates Trump. Her daddy's boss, George W. Bush, is not a fan of Trump. Although former President Bush has said, well, look, I'm not getting involved in this year's election. Which is almost as good as Dick Cheney saying he is actively going to vote for Kamala Harris. Very, very, very strange bedfellows. And in the background of college campuses like VCU and UVA, unbelievable anti-Semitism. We're going to talk more about that at 5:33. You got a real good opportunity now. Jump online, go to WRVA.com, lock in your tickets now while we still have some tickets left for Politics and Pints. It's coming up on October the 16th. 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.